The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! So today's Daf and Masechet Zvachim, both very sad and very happy, I suppose. Sad that I have to go and get remarried tomorrow, new Masechet. And happy, I suppose, that we finally consummate the relationship here. Just seems a shame to move on right afterwards, you know. I'd like to sit around with Zvachim another few years, enjoy yourself. But for the dimensionally challenged beings that we have no choice but to say goodbye. Today is the day. So, let us begin at Kuf Yotet Amud Beit with the Pligei de Rabbi Elazar. So, we'll recall that we have two Lishonot yesterday in the approach of Rami Bar Choma. One Lashon of Rami Bar Choma is that if you have Kochei Bama Kitana that are Mukrav on a Bama Kitana, then you have all of these special Kulot, but you do not have the special dinim that apply on a Bama Gedolah, certainly on the normal Mizbeach. And the one that we stressed, we'll see later on about some of the other psalim, was Chitzui. Mechitzui Nedomim to be Mavdol, which would be Nedomim Elyonim and Nedomim Atachtonim. We said there's no such Havdalah when it comes to a Bama Kitana. But that, says Rami Bar Choma, is Dafka if they were actually brought on the Bama Kitana. However, if you brought them in to the Bama Gedolah, then they would take on the dinim of the Bama Gedolah, and you would require chitzur. That was the first lashon. The second lashon was in Rami Bar Choma was that even if it was kachei Bama Kitana that were brought on Bama Gedolah, they would not require mechitzah v'damim. The only thing that requires mechitzah v'damim is when the kachim were originally made for the purpose of being brought on a Bama Gedolah, then they get the halacha, and they're also in the Bama Gedolah, they get that halacha. But just the fact that they were there in the Bama Gedolah is not going to give them the dinim of the Kiddush of a Bama Gedolah. They had to initially have been Mukdash. These seem to be two extremes of how we could look at it. Does it go according to the place or does it go according to the Kachim? Today, we will see, at least this is Rashi's approach, that Upliga de Rabbi Elazar, one line up from the bottom, both of these Lushonot are going Rabbi Elazar. Now, the simple way that we could have learned Rabbi Elazar is that Rabbi Elazar basically would be agreeing with the original approach of Rami Bar Choma. And there's just Pligid Rabbi Elazar, Adama Rabbi Elazar, Olad Bamat Yachid Shechnisa Bifnim, that if you brought even an Olad Bamas Yachid that had been Mugdash for the Bamas Yachid, and you brought it if inside, Kol Tuha Mechitzot, L'chol Davar would mean it would get all of the din, which is basically what Rami Bar Choma said, L'chatchila, in which case the way we would have learned it naively, as some do, is that the Pligid Rabbi Elazar is only a reference to the Ikari Amri in Rami Bar Choma, who said that actually it would depend if it was L'chatchila meant for the Bama Gedolah. However, Rashi says, no, that's not the pshat at all. The meaning of Ichnisa over here is Liachar Shechita. It's not the question that we were entertaining before, which is when the behema is in the Bama Gedolah, what's the halacha? Does it get the dinim of kachim that are the equivalent of kachim that were meant for the Bama Gedolah? And what Rabbi Elazar is talking about is even where the shechita took place in the Bama Kitana. That's the point. So when you have kachim that were nishchitu b'Bama Kitana, and you bring them on the Gedolah, for sure the dinim of the Bama Gedolah is definitely chal on them. So now what he is saying, according to Rashi, is that when you say that b'shat heter habamot, the dinim of the Bama Gedolah would be chal on them, then these arguing on both Lashonos of Rami Bar Choma. That's how Rashi understands the machloket over here. That the question actually is, not the way we've been understanding the sheet of Rami Bar Choma versus Rabbi Elazar, about whether the intent was to bring it into the Bama Gedolah. Rather, he understands that when do we say, in Rami Bar Choma, when do we say there's no mechitzah in the Bama Gedolah? It's bizman of the Bama Gadol. That's what it's referring to. Remember that we started the whole sugya discussing the question of when you were magdish it. Was it Peshat Isur HaBamot or was it Peshat Heter HaBamot? We thought that we had moved on from that. Now, we're definitely talking about the question that it's Peshat Heter HaBamot, and now the issue is, was your intent to bring it in a Bama Gadala or in a Bama Kitana? But Rashi understands that what Rami Bar Chaim is talking about is that where do we say that there is a Dira Mechitza in a Bama Gadala Bizman Bama Gadala? That's what it means. Not where you were magdashit for the Bama Gadela because you happened to have had in mind, even though I could have brought it in my backyard, why don't I head over to Novin Giva? No, that's not the case over here. It's Dafke in a Zman of Isser HaBamot that we have two different dinin between a Bama Gadela and a Bama Katana. Aval Bishat Heter HaBamot is what it would mean. That's the pshat. If it was Mugdash for a Bama Katana. Not that you had in mind to bring it on a Bama Katana, but it was indeed the time in which the Bama Katana could accept a carbon. Then the Bama Gadela and the Bama Katana are exactly the same. And even if you would bring it in the Bama Gadela, there would be no Mechitzot. It's Rabbi Elazar, according to Rashi, who introduces the question of whether there is a din of kaltua mechitzos, despite the fact that you had shechted it b'chutz, which obviously means that it was kosher, we're talking about now. And how do I proceed? Do I shechted it on my rooftop, and now I bring it in to the Bama Gadola? Is there going to be a difference or not? So that means that according to him, even Bishat Hetera Bamot, the din of the Bama Gadola definitely is, if you're here, then you treat it the way you treat anything else brought here. There's a difference between above the Chuta Sikra, whether there's literally a Chuta Sikra, but above the halfway mark, beneath the halfway mark, despite the fact that you already did your Shechita, it was completely kosher, because it was Bishat Hetera Bamot. Now you're walking in, and remember, there's no Yotze, because there's no Mechitz at all when it comes to a Bama Katana. So I decide, you know what? It's only 20-minute drive over to Novin Giva. What the heck? Let me bring it up on the Bama over there. The neighbor's been complaining about all of the barbecuing I've been doing. So we'll bring it over to the Novin Giva. He comes into Novin Giva. He's got his kid stirring the blood. You know, that doesn't go. I'd like to do the Zrika. Where do I do the Zrika? Here in Novin Giva. Will you be careful? You're going to spill it all over the upholstery? So you come into Novin Giva. On the Shailish, do I need to do it Lamata Bichuta Sikra? Or do I say, this is Dam that comes from Bama Katana? Now, that's for sure I would have to do it, says Rabbi Elazar. My only question is, how about if you get to Novin Giva and there's a line that's as bad as going into Orange Telephone? No, what the heck did I come here for? Never mind, I'll go back home. He drives back home. Now, the question is, do we say that since, says Rabbi Zera, now I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar, boy Rabbi Zera, what would be the din of an olad b'mat yachid shechnisa lifnim, according to this, and then you decided to drive back home, and now you're motzia b'chutz? Do we say, mahu, mi amrinan, kiven da'ayla kotel ha-mechitzata, that look, once you already brought it into Novin Giva, now it's got all those dinim. So let's say you were bringing a shlomim in Novin Giva, you would have had to take off the Chaziv Ashok, the Kohen, right? So you now went back home. Now back home, you didn't have to take off the Chaziv Ashok to the Kohen. And according to Rabbi Elazar, this is all at the same time. You're in one place, you don't have a din of Chaziv Ashok. 2 minutes away, you do have a din of Chaziv Ashok. Weirdo. So now the shaila is, having been in, can you go out again? Or is the being inside of Novin Giva once, give it the application of all the dinim of Novin Giva? So again, that means we have three very different shitot. We have the shita, the way Rashi is learning, Rami Bar Chama. Two approaches, Rami Bar Chama. In both approaches, the question is there a halacha, bishat is heter habamot, that gives the din to a Bama Gedola as being innately different than a Bama Katana? And would that be dependent on when it was that I was magdish it, or when it is that I'm makriv it? Okay. Comes on, Rebbe Elazar says, there's no such issue bichlal. Even if it's b'shat heter habamot, the din is that the Bama Gadola has its own halachas, and the Bama Katana has its own halachas. That's for sure. Once you walked in, furthermore, And in this also, he's arguing with one element of Rami Bar Chama. Now, once you walk in, it's a function of where you are and not a function of the Hegdash. But that's not really a different issue, because according to the way Rashi's understanding it, it wasn't the Shas of the intent of the Hegdash, it was the time of the overall din of the Hegdash. Was it a Shas Yisra Abomas or a Shas Heter Abomas? Now comes along Rabbi Zera and says, now that you understand that where it is what defines what you have to do with it, does that mean where it is at the time that you have to do it? Or is there a din of the Kedusha, which sounds similar to the question of the Kedushas on Mizbeach? Remember, once you bring it up to the Mizbeach, you can't take it off of the Mizbeach. So is that the same halach over here? Once it entered into the Tchum of Novan Givon, it would be Chayev and Chaz of Ashok. And if I'm doing the Zrika, I'd have to do the Zrika Dafke for Tzenayel Olamata, and so on. That's the question. Once we raised the issue in our own minds, actually, of the similarity of that to the question of if something was put on the Mizbeach, is it taken off of the Mizbeach? That actually sounds very familiar. I mean, isn't that the same question, really? Whether something put on the Mizbeach? Now, you would say, the question is, something put onto the Mizbeach was kolei, it comes off of the Mizbeach, you put it back on. Because that's really what you're asking here, isn't it? It went into Novan Givon, assuming that there's a question of the dinim of Novan Givon defining something. Is it defining while it's there, or does it define even when it's taken off, you have to bring it back in again? And that is the girsa indeed that our Gemara has, and it's Tosfos' girsa. However, Rashi's girsa, surprisingly, compares the issue over here of having brought it into Novan Givon and then going back home with it, not to whether it came off of the Mizbeach, is it to be put back on, but rather, is it to be taken off? Which doesn't seem to make any sense in the Shita. You go, what, how could that possibly be? But that's not the issue over here. While it was in Novan Givon, so definitely, that was the whole point of Rabbi Elazar was making, is that it's in Novan Givon as a dinim in Novan Givon. Similar to being on the Mizbeach, gets all the dinim in the Mizbeach. Nobody says you should be taking it off. And then, and of course, it relates to the question of how does this tie into the whole Sugya of Imolu Lo Yerd. Now, the thing that needs to be taken into consideration, and the Gemara in the end actually mentions in a slightly different context, is that there's a complication of comparing this to the Mizbeach. And that is, the Mizbeach has a fire. And once the fire is sholet on something, the lashon of the Gemara, you'll recall, is na'asa lachmo shel Mizbeach. But the way Rashi's understanding the issue is that they're two separate things. It's not that, to simplify it into one, something is na'asa lachmo shel Mizbeach, so then imolu lo yerdu, no. There's first of all the question, which we saw clearly before, something is on the Mizbeach. Remember we said it still requires asiya. Even if it would fall off, you wouldn't put it back on. When it's on, you'd push it into the fire. But there was no mashlaba and aur. So there's the question of the place of the Mizbeach. And then there's the question of, did it already become consumed by the Mizbeach? Which case, already the lechem is, but don't compare. The issue over here, bringing it into the area of Novan Givon, has nothing to do with Nasa Lachmo Shel Mizbeach. Therefore, Rashi says, that question, I mean, I'm assuming, it's not that Rashi says any of this, but it seems to me that this is a useful approach in Rashi. Therefore, to talk about the question of whether once it came off the deck, whether it would be put on. We're over there, it's definitely an issue of whether Mashlaba and Aur, as we saw in the sugyas, we're going to see ahead in this sugya. You can't compare that. Where's the concept of Mashlaba and Aur? What, Nasa Lachma Shel Novan Givon? What is that? Whoever came up with an idea like that? The question, therefore, is an entirely different issue. Do we say once something is somewhere, even though it isn't rolling for it in the sense of having been done for that purpose, and it shouldn't have been brought there in the first place, but it was better, it's not even supposed to be brought there. By Novan Givon, it doesn't need to be brought there. But nonetheless, we find that there's a machlokus about whether, even though it wasn't Moshe or do you take it back down again, if it was possible up front or not? That is Rashi's way of comparing it to our sugya. Is there a din of klita? It belongs here now. So even though you took it out, when it comes to Novan Givon, so fine, you got all the dinim. So do what you gotta do. Treat it with mechitza. Take off the chaz of a shok. But that's not equivalent to put it back on the Mizbeach, but there's a halacha, there was a roi for the Mizbeach. Well, what does that have to do with it, according to Rashi? So Rashi sees in our girsa an introduction of other themes that are irrelevant to our question and complicate things in a way that makes it not really no gaya, our question. Because there's no problem of going back to Novan Givon. There is a problem of putting something on the Mizbeach that doesn't belong on the Mizbeach. So what's the comparison? But the way Rashi's reading it is very clean and very clear. It's only on the surface that it appears to be missing a piece. But in reality, the piece that it's missing is completely irrelevant. The question, do I put it back on? Because putting it back on in the Mizbeach is the one thing that you cannot compare to our case of going back and doing what you would do in Nov and Givon. Why the heck not? But you can't say why not when it comes to putting something on his back, you see. Okay, so anyway, now let's see all of that inside, now that we understand the debachot. So, question over here is, do we say, Kiven da'ayala kaltala mechitzata, do we say, look, it's already been at Nov and Givon, we defined it, these are its halachot, it requires the dinim of Chaz v'Shok, that's what you ought to do with it. Oh, Dilma, maybe we say, look, there's nothing permanent about that. The fact that when you were doing something in Nov and Givon, you were treated in one way, doesn't mean, and therefore, from now on, that's the way it's got to be treated. So, Kiven da'ada, now that you've gone back home, because of the long lines, ha'ada, so when you went back home, you do it the way you would do it at home. Says the Gemara, wait, isn't that basically the same machloket between Rabba and Rav Yosef about the issue of the Mizbeach when it comes to something that had been posel? The case over there was in the Mishnah, Me'ilah Ditznat. Now look, over there the case is you shechted them completely in the wrong place. And it do not say im ololo yerdu, because that's not what it says. There says Rashi, all of this is mixing up our gears. Now, all it says is that nonetheless you would consider to be meil in them, and it's not the equivalent of their having simply died on the floor. Well, once they're just dead, then there's bichlal no me'ila. Over here there was a shechita. The thing is that the shechita was not a shechita that was ra'ui for kodesh. So, the question was raised over there, if, and again, our gear says, I pointed out to you, is if they came off the Mizbeach, Mao Shiyalu, according to which we did read those words, Imalo Lo Yerdu. But again, Rashi doesn't have Imalo Lo Yerdu, and according to Rashi, the question was that the Olu Mahu Ishe Yerdu, not Yerdu Mao Shiyalu. So now that this has been done, do we need to take them off of the Mizbeach if they were put on or not? And according to Rashi's Gersa, Rabba Amar Yerdu, Rabba says, look, I mean, that way you're putting basically dead meat. I mean, what does this have to do with the Mizbeach? Before there was even a kosher shechita for the Mizbeach, it was already shechted, because it was bedorein. And therefore, even if Olu Yerdu, whereas Rav Yosef says, Imalu Lo Yerdu. So Rabba says Yerdu, because they're not the equivalent of Psulan Bekedesh. They're similar to somebody who didn't do the Shechita properly at all. Which means, according to Rabba, we do not say that once something got the dinim of how it's to be treated, and its psul was here in the Kodesh, that it keeps those dinim, and therefore we leave it on the Mizbeach. And according to Rabbi Yosef, we do say kalut. That's the only question. The issue is about, and what if something is kalut or is not kalut vis-a-vis the Mizbeach, to say that that's the question that we're raising here vis-a-vis Nov and Givon is completely not true. That isn't the question. The question is there a concept of klita, or is there only a concept of doing what you're doing while you are where you are? And that's the question over here. If you are like Rabba, then there's no klita. If there's no klita, it's the equivalent of our case of having gone home and you treat it the way you treat it at home. If, according to Rav Yosef, there is klita, v'horaya, you'll leave it up on the Mizbeach, then in our case, where you took it back home, there was klita, and that gave it the dinim and Nov and Givon. That's all. Very straightforward. Says the Gemara, lo. It is not the same at all. And actually, Tiboy L'Rabba and Tiboy L'Rav Yosef, you can ask the question according to both of them. And it is not the same issue at all. Because Tiboy L'Rabba, Atkan Lo Kama Rabba, why did Rabba say his halacha in this din, where he claimed that even if it was up, it should be yored? That's dafka where the Mizbeach is only kolet dechazila. It has to be something that is in some respect roi to the Mizbeach. It's mekadesh, the lo chazila, lo mekadesh. But the din of a mechitza, what are you telling me? There's some kind of magic halacha about Nov and Givon, that a Nov and Givon din applies only to karbonos that were meant to be brought only in Nov and Givon. Tell me where you derive that from. I don't know if there's any such halacha. All that we learned in Rebbe Lazar is, where you are defines what you do. That's all. No. So is there a reason not to say kolut in that case? By the Mizbeach, there's a very real reason to say there's no klita. What would the Mizbeach be doing with something that is not supposed to be in the Mizbeach? You're certainly not going to tell me that it's something that was kodesh for Bama Ketan is not supposed to be in Novin Givon. It didn't need to be in Novin Givon. What's the comparison? So I can ask the question whether there is a concept of klita, even according to Rabbah, despite the fact that he said by the Mizbeach, there is no klita. That's because of this new halacha that it's only Mekadesh, Aroila. And that's not the same as the typical din of klita anyway. So Mechitza, maybe, even if it wasn't meant for the Mechitza, it would still be Kolet. Or I could go to the other extreme, and I could say, you know what? And you could ask, even according to Rabbi Yosef. Wow, I mean, wouldn't you say if Rabbi Yosef is ready to claim that the Mizbeach has klita, even in something that it isn't roi to the Mizbeach, therefore it wouldn't be Mekadesh. And you won't be moried it from the Mizbeach. You just won't put it back up on the Mizbeach again. All this according to Rashi. I can still ask you, maybe even according to Rabbi Yosef, Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yosef hatam ala dechad makomu, the concept of klita has to do with something that is within range of mechitza. Is there a difference in the mechitza between nishkat betzafayin or nishkat bedoraim? No. So therefore, it may well be that when it comes to the klita of something that is within the same general space, because remember, that's what klita essentially is. It's a spatial idea. So if it was in the same space, except it wasn't precisely in the right area of that space, it was in the south instead of the north. So I say big deal. I say, what do you mean big deal? But it's possible. True. But it's already there, so there's a din of klita. Don't take it away. But what does that have to do with something that was brought in from a completely different space and is currently in a completely different space? Where over there, maybe there's no concept of klita at all. Don't you see that it's reasonable to view klita not as a simple halachic question, but as a question of how to deal with the nature of the space in which it's in? That's what I can ask my Abaye according to either of these rabbis. Because really, there's two separate elements that need to be dealt with, and therefore, in no way is the question that Rabbi Zera raised dependent on the machlokas of Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef and Me'ila. It's two different worlds. So, halachah to trei mekomot nino lo dilma, maybe it's even that is permissible to use the concept of klita halachic. Take
Where would the klita be in how close in?
I guess whatever area was enclosed, the Lamaisa.
Machanot.
Yeah, even though it didn't have the same dinim of Machanot, but it was the area in which we did it. So whatever was the tznias was the matitz. If there really is a spatial issue.
Not just to see the place, but be there with
There's no din of ri'ya. Yeah, that's only legabi achila and only legabi shilo. Okay, now, milta de pshita le rabba b'chadgis, the rest of the chadgis, by the way, I mean, just to make it clear that the things that they were arguing about in Me'ila, about whether something that was nishchat v'dorim that was meant to be b'tzafayin, whether him olu yerdu or not, according to Rashi. Each one had the opposite approach. To Rabba, it was clear that what does this have to do with the Mizbeach? Take it out of there. And according to Yosef, just the opposite. What do you mean? It's on the Mizbeach. Why would you remove it? Is actually a question that was raised by Rabbi Yana. So he wasn't sure. The boy Rabbi Yana, Evrei olad bamat yachid, she'alu lemizbeach v'yardu mahu. So his question was that in a case where you have an oila that vis-a-vis the, and this is an interesting idea, vis-a-vis the Bama Gedayla, an oila that had been meant for a Bama Gedayla that was shechted on a Bama's Yachid would be the equivalent of Kotshe Kadosh and our Nishkatu Bidorim, because this was meant to be shechted in Novin Givon and wasn't shechted in Novin Givon. And his question over there was, what would be the din if they were brought to the Mizbeach? Over there, it really is dependent in whether it's Nasa Lachmash or Mizbeach, because, I mean, over there, we never, ever even brought it to a place where it would get the dinim of the Mizbeach. It needs to be also the Lachmash or Mizbeach. Or the question is, can it be Nasa Lachmash or Mizbeach? My take. Now, we did not discuss, we did actually earlier, but here, we discussed the question of mechitza b'dami. As far as whether there's a din of shechita b'yom versus shechita b'layla, or whether if there's no halacha of mechitza in space, are there halachas of mechitzas in zman, in the bamas yachid? Those are issues that, although we touched on them earlier, we didn't really deal with them here, and we need to. And now, let us go back to the question of what the din would be about Shechitas Laila, that we hinted at. Shechitas Laila b'bamat yachid. What is the din? Is there a din of biyom tzavoto, that everything had to be done in the day, even on a bamat yachid? Or none of that apply? Rav and Shmuel argue about this issue. Chad amar kshera, v'chad amar psula. Actually, Rashi's girsa is not chad, but rather Rav amar kshera, and Shmuel Amar Psula. The machloket being a machloket in Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar points out an amazing contradiction in the story of the battle with the Plishtim of Shaul that was very intense. And when they finally rested from the battle, and everybody was starved after death, so they shechted, and it says over there, without explaining what it means, that they were ochlin al hadam. And they come and they tell Shaul, the Am is acting terribly, they're being ochl al hadam. Now it isn't clear, Bichlal, what in the world al hadam is supposed to mean. Our Gemara assumes that al hadam means that they had actually had in mind to bring these things, this is Novin Givon time, so to bring these things as korbanot, shlamim, to be magdish de murim, in other words, on to be Maladei Murim, and to eat the basar. And the reason it says Al Adam is because since the Dam is a Matir, it's the same way it's Matir, the Emurim, you're not allowed to eat the basar before the Zrikas Adam of the Shlomim. And they being very hungry, and there was a backup for the Zrika, because they only made one place where they could do it. They, after the Shechita, they handed it over to whatever guys were doing it. There were no Kohanim, but they handed it over to whoever was doing it. And they went and barbecued without checking to see whether their particular Dam had been brought or not. That's the way our sugi understands. Okay, the Beforshim on the spot. Obviously, there's simple meanings of Zurich al Adam. They didn't wait until the blood drained. You could be talking about Chulin. They didn't show the sack into Shoal, so there was no Bedikas Chacham. Whatever it means, the Torah is not clear. But we see that the continuation was that Shoal gets very angry, and remarkably, he insists on doing all of this himself. So he says, bring me a sakin. I want everybody's animal, and we're going to do this right. So he says to them, begat at them, you're a bunch of no-good traitors. And goloe laya yom evan yedolah. He puts up this big stone that he's going to take care of everything. And the question was the word hayom. What does Eli hayom mean? I mean, just say, go the way Eli even gedolah. So he seems to be saying, look, we got to get this done in the day, because in the night it's going to be pasul. And yet, the pasuk says that what it was that he insisted, and then the next, very next pasuk, is potzu ba'am v'amartem lahem hagishu elai ish shoro v'ish seyeyu. I want everybody's shor and everybody's seh. Here is the shechita knife. This backs up the sheet that it says that it was the bedikat sakin that hadn't been done properly. So he was bedik all of the sakinim. And then he says, v'achaltem v'lo techetu la'ashem l'chol al adam, whatever that means. V'yigshu kol ha'am ish, v'yagishu rather, ish haro b'yado ha'layla. Uh-oh. A minute, one pasuk ago, you said, we got to get this done hayom. And then it says, in a very repetitive way, and they brought it to him ha'layla. Well, which one was it? Was it yom or was it layla? So there's a very serious contradiction that Rabbi Elazar pointed out. And there were two approaches to this contradiction. So mar mishane, kan bechulin, kan bekodashim. So therefore, what we have over here is, if you hold Shechitas Laila is possible, the only way out of it is to say that if you're talking about chulin, it's halayla, and the others, and if you know me, there was a problem of not showing the sakin to show it. So here's the sakin, we can eat it tonight. But to the other people who had been magdish that to be brought as shulamim, it could only be done by yom, so he needed to do the shechita by yom. So he was talking to two different groups. So to one group, he says, listen here, let's get this done right now. I want goloe laya yom evan gedola. That was in terms of kachim. We're going to set up a mizbeah, and I'll take care of the, make sure that everybody gets their meat only after the heter of the dam. Then he turns to the other group, to which he says, Putzu ba'am, which means go scatter around to the guys that are just shekling stam, they're hungry, they want to eat, which we have a whole night to do. So bring them here, the tzakinim, let them do the shechita, and we'll use the rest of the night to make barbecues all across our army encampment. But that has nothing to do with my Evan Gedola. It's a very beautiful way of seeing it. Two different sets of people, and he was addressing them separately in the two psukim. So, kan b'chulin, kan b'kodashim. But if you hold that there are differences between Abama Gedola and Abama Ketana, and in Abama Ketana there is no din of yom, then you have a very simple distinction. Because you could say there were kotche bama gedayla, kotche bama ketana, and the issue over here is that there were people who thought that it was okay to do balayla, even babama ketana, if it was mugdash for Obama gedayla, which was part of the question that we've been dealing with. Is it a function of where? Is it a function of what? And therefore, Shoal clarifies the psak is, everybody, if you're going to be bringing something that you had meant to bring in Novan Givon originally, and that's how you have this animal, then that is going to have to be brought dafka b'yom. So let's go get those set aside first, even though we're going to bring it over here, and you'll worry about being yotzi or neder, but at least you'll be eating now kosher, and you brought it only to your barbecue after the zrikas hadat. So kan bekotche bama gedayla, kan bekotche bama ketana, so that a bama ketana wouldn't have a din of yom. There you see that even if you're bringing the kotche bama gedayla and a bama ketana, you would still need yom. Okay, very nice. The kotche bama ketana, you came late. The kotche bama ketana, I'm very serious. It's an extremely complicated sugya. You don't even know what we're referring to. So the kotche bama ketana, had those things could be karev balayla. And memela, they were mutter. Itma. The other question that should be raised, which we hadn't raised, we know that we talked about what the din was of the oila that was brought before Kabbalat HaTorah at Har Sinai. Did the oila require hefshet v'nituach or not? That we said it was a question of oila shikruv v'yisrol b'midbar. And that would be even after Kabbalat HaTorah, before the Hakamas HaMishkan. But now the question is, after Hakamat HaMishkan, were the dinim that were given in the Mishkan dinim that defined the nature of the korban, or did they define the nature of the Avodat HaMishkan? I mean, it's a big difference. If the Heter HaBamot period is a regression to the time prior, so to speak, then there would be no din of Hefshet V'nituach anymore, if there wasn't one before. So the regression ought to include even being makrivit in a primitive fashion, not only in a primitive place. And therefore, we find a machloket about whether Eilas Bamas Yochid, according to Rav, is a regression, and therefore ain't to unai Hefshet V'nituach. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, despite the fact that it's being brought on a Bamat Yochid, it still requires Hefshet V'nituach. What is that machloket based on? How to view the dinim that were mechudashim in the Oyel Mayek? The kamiflege ben Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Ola shikruvu Yisroel b'midbar ain't to an hefshet v'nituach, she'ain hefshet v'nituach elami ohel mo'ed ve'ela. So, we said before that the din of hefshet v'nituach is a chiddush that applied in the ohel mo'ed, but the question is, did it apply to the nature of the korban, or did it apply to the nature of avodat ohel mo'ed? So, mar savar mi ohel mo'ed ve'ela, it defined the korban. Who cares where you're bringing the korban? From that point on, an ohela is defined as a carbon that is stripped of its skin and cut into pieces and put on a mizbeach. That's what an oila is. If you're doing something else, that's just some kind of nonsense. So therefore, whether it's babama gedayla, whether it's babama katana, who cares? Whereas mar savar, according to Shmuel, according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rav, who says ain't to una hefshet v'nituach, the din is a din in the Ohel Mo'ed. So it's Beboma Gedola in, Beboma Ketana lo. And indeed, Tanya Kavate de Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the din is a din in Oila, no matter where, is the following braita. Dvarim shebein bama gedola la bama ketana. The things that distinguish a bama gedola from a bama ketana, the following. There's Keren, Kevesh, Yesod, Ribua, only in Abama Gedola. Of course, this is something we discussed earlier. Ve'in Keren, V'Yesod, V'Kevesh, V'Ribua. So you don't need to have this din of a Mizbeach being puzzle if it gets the edge knocked off. It doesn't require the jutting out of the top at the edges that we call the chronot. There doesn't need to be a Yesod that extends outward, et cetera, in Abama Ketana. Furthermore, there needs to be the washing laver, the kior v'kanon abama gedola. There's no din of kior v'kanon abama ketana. Furthermore, there's a chaz of a shok b'abama gedola, as we discussed yesterday. There's no chaz of a shok on abama ketana. But there are things that are similar. Dvarim sheshifta b'abama gedola l'abama ketana include shchita, both b'abama gedola ketana, and now listen carefully, hefshet v'nituach, both B'Bama Gedola and B'Bama Ketana, which is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said, the opposite of what Rav said, that a dam is a matir, and that you cannot eat before Zrikas Hadam is true both Gedola and Ketana, and that the dam is a mafagel, even though there's no chutz l'mekomo, by definition, in a B'Bama Ketana. How could you make it chutz l'mekomo? But there is a chutz l'zmanai on a B'Bama Ketana. Mumin v'zman, and the other element of zman, which is the psul of that which is over its zman, so there's the same amount of time you have to eat your shlamim in a bama ketana as there is in a bama gedayla, or to eat your todah in more limited fashion between the bama gedayla and the bama ketana, and that is the same bigdola ubiktana. Now we can move on to the closing part of our Mishnah, except for the sad fact that then we would have to kiss Zvachim goodbye for 7 years, which is almost inconceivable. And since we can't bring ourselves to do that, there's no way that we can bring ourselves to do that before we're forced to make a siyum. We'll stop here to conclude we'll try to turn it into a happy occasion, because by then we'll be happily remarried to deep into Menachas, you know. But today, we could do it.
Start at the beginning. And just,
well,
you know.
We could. If Richie would be happy to do that,
I'll bet
he could make me happy to do it. Chanukah Sabayis for a lot. We never really could go there.
I don't know where.
Yeah, well, we'll make one in a lot and make one in Sholem
Aleichem.
Upliga de Rabbi Elazar. The Omer Rabbi Elazar, Olat Bamat Yachid, Shichnisa Bifnim, Kotua Mechitzot Lechol Davar. Boy, Rabbi Zer, Olat Bamat Yachid, Shichnisa Lifnim. Wait, Lav Hainu Plukta the Rabba of Rav Yosef? The Zan Kachi Kachi Shoshachta Midoran Moalin Behem? The Iboilu Yerdu Mao Shialu or Rashi's Girsa is Olu Mao Shierdu, Rab Omer Lo Yerdu, and Rav Yosef Almer Lo Yerdu. That's Rashi's Girsa, and that's how we explain it. Although we did discuss the Tosfos. Tiboy la Rabba, Tiboy la Rav Yosef. Tiboy la Rabba, Atkan lo kama Rabba la Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach is limited to the Chozilei. Whatever, it's Chozilei Mekadesh, lo Chozilei Mekadesh. But if you're talking about the Mechitza of Novin Givon, the Mechitza rather of the difference between Doran and Sofen, and I forgot the lo Chozilei is Kolta, and that would be Nogea, obviously, the mechitza difference between the Bama Ketana and Bama Gedola. Odil ma'afil Rav Yosef. Ad kad meloka Rav Yosef ela dechad makom. Aval hocha de trei mekom odinu lo. Odil ma'loshna teko. Now, Milta de pshiti le rabba b'chad gisa, Rav Yosef b'chad gisa, is actually doubtful to Rav Yana. The boy Rav Yana yevrei olad b'mat yachid shalal mizbeach v'yerdu. Ma'o. Z'eichet olo mashlo beno ur lo tiboy locha. Itman, shchitat laila b'mamat yachid is a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Rav Amar Kshera, and Shmuel Amar Psula. The komifla gibe the Rebbe Lozer Romi, on the one hand, Romi Krayadot, on one hand, Ksiv, Vayomer Bagatem, Guluela Yom Eben Gedola. On the other hand, it says, Vayomer Shoputzev Amartem Lem, Hagishwa Ish Sarov Ish Seyehu, Shchatem Azeh.
So
So how do you explain that? Marmish anikan bechulin kam bekachim. Marmish anikan bekachim b'megedela. Kan bekachim b'megetana. Itma. Olat b'mat yachid. Rav amar ein tuna efshet v'nituach. Rabbi Yochanan amar tuna efshet v'nituach. V'kamitzla gebe Rabbi Yossi Aglili. What did Rabbi Yossi Aglili imply? Tanya. Rabbi Yossi Aglili omer. Ola shikrubi sobe midbar ein tuna efshet v'nituach. She'ein efshet v'nituach ala ol mo'ed ve'elach. Well, what does that mean? Mar savar mi ol mo'ed ve'elach in the din of the korban. Who cares where you're bringing the korban? Lo shna b'ma gedola, v'lo shna b'ma ketana. Whereas mar savar, no, mi ol mo'ed ve'elach in an ol mo'ed equivalent, meaning a b'ma gedola. Then yes, but b'ma ketana, which is just a regression to pre-ol mo'ed times low. Tanik avateide Rabbi Yochanan, dvarim shebein b'ma gedola v'ma ketana, Karen v'kevish v'sod v'ribu v'bama gedolah v'n Karen v'sod v'kevish v'ribu v'bama ketana. Ki or v'chano v'bama gedolah v'n Ki or v'chano v'bama ketana. Choze v'shok v'bama gedolah v'n Choze v'shok v'bama ketana. Dvorim sheshivta v'bama gedolah v'bama ketana. Shchita v'bama gedolah v'ketana. Hefshed v'nituach v'bama gedolah v'bama ketana. Damatir mefaga v'bama gedolah v'bama ketana. Mumin uzman in terms of notar v'gedolah v'ketana.
Following is a doubt from the previous Daf Yomi cycle.
Maybe it was my wish on another very good time. Yeah, okay. That would be excellent. Okay, we're holding on the Kuf Yud Tes on the base we got up to. Yes. Now, the last thing that we learned was basically what we said was a machlokes over here between Rebbe Lasher and Rami Bar Chama as to what would be, or at least one of the Lashonos, actually Rashi has a different gears a little bit, or here in which he. Maybe it's Kedana mentioned, because it's such a different take on things. Rashi's gears isn't the Kutche Bamagadala, but rather Bizman Bamagadala. And the way he understands it is that the din of a Bamagadala, that we said that there is a din of Chitzri Bamagadala, and the special din that are found in the Kabbonis are applied to Bama Gedolah the same way they're applied to the Mizbeach, that's only Bizman Bama Gedolah, meaning it's only at a time where there's Isser HaBamas. But where it's Bizman of Bama Ketana, meaning it's a time in which you can use a Bama Ketana, then even the Bama Gedolah doesn't have a din of a Bama Gedolah, it has a din of a Bama Ketana. Interesting, different take. But in any event, it's not our gears. Our gears is the Kotche Bama Gedolah. And what we discussed yesterday was the Shaila of, according to Rabbi Elazar, once you're machnis something from a Bama Ketana into a Bama Gedolah, then Kotua Mechitzot. The Mechitzot of the Bama Gedolah absorb the carbon and give it all of the dinim that would apply on a Bama Gedolah. And at that point you would need kihun and chit sudamim and so on and so forth. Now the question that we had by Rabbi Zera today is what's the din of an Eilas Bama Yachid? How about if you shechted the Eilas? Again, this is a little bit, there's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosafot. Rashi learns that it's talking about over here that I already did a Maisa and in being koveyed on the Bama Ketana. So I've shechted it now on the Bama Siyachi. I now am machnis bifnim, meaning that I'm machnis the Evorim, I want to be makrivit in the Bama Gedolah. Then I go and I motzi it lachutz. So I take it out now of the machitzas of the Bama Gedolah. The shaila is, what is the din when I take it back out of it? Miam rinam kiven da ayla kotala mechitzasa, adama kiven da hada hada? Do we say that being as I now brought it in So it has all of the dinim of the mechitzas and the mela. I have to do it now. I have to bring it back to give it the dinim of the bama gedela. So let's say I would need to do the tnufas because of a show, can take off the truma from the lechem and so on and so forth. So I would need basically to bring it back in order to be able to be mekayim all of these mitzvahs. Or do we say, well, I called the mechitzas to give it the dinim if it's in, but if I brought it out again, so now it's back basically to being the bama ketanis. Now this is talking about that I didn't do anything in to be koveya it, to belong to the bama gedola. In other words, that's not as if I did any avodas for shem. If I did avodas for shem, I was possible. I took it out. I didn't do any avodas. I brought it in, and then before we did anything, I took it back out again in order to be marked on a bama kisana. So now the shaila is, this din of klita, is it a klita, a permanent klita that makes me bring it back in now to be mekayim in the alochas? Or is it klita and permanent klita? If it's there, so it has all of those din. It's not that mekui of that to bring it back. Amalai, there's a lot of Haino Pluk to the rabbi of Rav Yosef. Isn't that the famous machlokas of rabbi of Rav Yosef? A very similar case. Where there the Mishnah is talking about a case that's not Kachi Kadashi Shishachatan Bidorei Mayalin Behem. Kachi Kadashi, of course, you have to shech in something. But if you shech it with Bidorei, you continue to be Mayal on. In other words, it's not that it loses its Kedusha. And you don't, Lechari, you don't say that it's like having dropped dead. I mean, if an animal drops dead, then there's no more than a me'ilan. This is not the same as dropping dead. Now, Iboilu, the question that we had over there was, Legave, im olu, mahu sheyeridu. If we brought it up onto the Mizbeach, is it taken down from the Mizbeach or not? So now the question over there is, Klita, are we kalate on the Mizbeach something that was shechted in a way that is the klal not roi for it? So Rav Amar Lo Yalu, Rav Yosef Omer. Well, I mean, the gears that we have, this is an entirely different approach here, but the gears that we have switches this around because our question is, Olu Mao Sheyerdu, not Yordu Mao Sheyalu. Therefore, the Machlokas over here would be also the equivalent. And in other words, Rabba holds that it should be Yerdu, but Yosef holds it should not be Yerdu. And Lechora, this is what they're arguing, and it seems to be the same thing. Do you say, Kilut, according to Rabba, even if it was put on the Mizbeach, Yerdu is what it should say. Because this is not similar to Psulei Bekedesh. This is something that was shechted in the wrong place. Now that's very much similar to the din of something that was shechted on a Boma Ketana. Shechted for our Bomas. Vis-a-vis the Boma Gedela, vis-a-vis the Mizbeach, it's because not in its Mokah. So therefore, if Rabba says in that case, the case of Doran, which is equivalent of Shechitas Chutzana, the equivalent of Shita's Lutzan and Bama Ketana. So even if it was Olu, says Rabba Yerdu. Fine. So then that would be the halacha over here too. Once it's no longer Shayach to the Mizbeach, in other words, in this case to the Bama Gedela, so there should be no din of Kalita and bringing it in again. Whereas according to Rabbi Yosef, who holds Im Olu Lo Yerdu, he holds even something that comes from out of the space of the correct, here it's the Dora, in our case it's the Bama Ketana. Once it's brought in the case of the Mizbeach, it's literally brought up in the Mizbeach, in the case of Kotua Makritas, it's just brought into the Bama Gedela. But the idea seems to be the same. Do we say Kalitas Makritas, where something had been done in a wrong location, whether that location is Dorain in terms of Kache Kache, or that location is a Boma Ketana in terms of all Kachim Bishas, the Heter Abomes, Legabe, the Boma Gedela? That's our question. The Chorus, says the Gemara, seems to be exactly the Machlokas, Rabba and Rav Yosef. Says the Gemara, not at all. Not at all. Tiboyle Rav Yosef, Tiboyle Rabba. Actually, you can ask this question according to either Shita. Because look, Tiboyle Rabba, you could say like this. What did Rava say over here? That even though it was put on the Mizbeach, it should be taken down. Rather, it shouldn't be taken down, it's put on the Mizbeach. So there, that's because a Mizbeach ma'ada chozulei mekadesh. The low chozulei lo mekadesh. The din of the Mizbeach is unique. The din of the Mizbeach, we learn out from the word Eila. Thank you. That Eila has to be something that is roi for ha'aloh. Like Enkin over here, where it's not roi le ha'aloh, because it was, according to Rabbah, kutchim and anishvatim bedorah, and you might as well have strangled them to death as far as the Mizbeach is concerned. So it's b'chol not shayach la'aloh, and therefore the Mizbeach is not makadosh. What does that have to do with mechitzas? It never says anywhere that kedusha of mechitzas is defined by roi le ha'aloh. Doesn't say a word about it. That's a special did in the kedushas ha'mizbeach. So you can't compare mechitzas to that. Therefore, maybe Rabbah holds that when it comes to mizbeach, it should be yerdu because the chazilei mekadesh the lo chazilei mekadesh have a mechitza. Maybe a mechitza avagav the lo chazilei kolta. The din of kalita is different than the din of mizbeach mekadesh, and maybe kalita is kelet even something that isn't roy for it. Or if that's right, I didn't really know that.
Amen.
I can look at it the other way. I can say, even Rav Yosef holds the Mizbeach as Kalit. So you want to say, by the same token, the Boma Gedela should be Kalit, what was brought, checked it for the Boma Gedela. Not necessarily. Maybe only over there. Where Dora, and after all, is still in Beis HaMikdash, it's part of the Azorah, there's no mechitza to separate Dora from Sofan. So maybe over there, who did Tzchad Mokom? Avaloka betray Mekomot, you know? Maybe Rav Yosef would hold that the difference between shechting an Boma Katana somewhere in someone's garage and bringing it into the Boma Gedela, which is a completely different location, is a lot different in terms of klitas mefitzes than the klita of the mizbeach would be from something that was shechter than the azor. Oh, Dilma Loshna, maybe not. I mean, I don't know. Take it. So these two positions of Rabba and Rav Yosef are not really relevant to the question as to what is the din legabi those who hold kotua mefitzes and something that was brought in from a boma katana to say whether it's begetter it has to be brought back up or not. That's not clear at all. And the truth is, milta pshita by the rabba b'chad gisa, or the Rabbi Yosef b'chad gisa, mibay the Rabbi Yana. It appears that Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef have a certain clarity about the nature of kalita, but Rabbi Yana wasn't sure. Rabbi Yana asked, separately from our discussion, Evrei elas bamas yochi, sh'olol mizbeach v'yerd, ma. My question is, in a case where something had been done, some avodah was done, we're left only with Eivorim. So as we already did this week as Adam on the Boma Katana. The case that we were talking about before was not where we had done any of the avodahs. Therefore, we have, okay, there's a klipas b'chitzas, I understand. But what I want to know is, how about in a case where I had done the avodah outside in a Boma Katana, I now want to bring the Eivorim to be marked with them this week. The question is, and there they're really not roy anymore, because the only time we said that kotua is where there was nothing that had been done that defined this as belonging to the Boma Katana. But once I already did the avodas in the derech of the Boma Katana, I didn't sprinkle it down on the mizbeach. Wasn't makbid on pizza, I wasn't makbid on tuna. I mean, none of the dinim apply. So I did an avoda that's not shared to the Boma Katana at all. Now I'm bringing it up, and I put the Eivorim on the Bamas Yochi. The question is whether I should bring them back up or not. What did I say?
Oh, you took them
out,
right? Okay.
I'm sorry, I'll repeat it. Make sure I said it right. It was done initially on the Bamas Yochi.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry if I reversed it. So the question is, hey, for the Lord Marshal, for sure, if it hadn't started burning yet in the way that was rode, then there's no question it doesn't belong on the Mizbeach. My question is, or do we say that it becomes Lach Maisha Mizbeach or not? Okay. It's not clear to me. Itmar. Shchitas Laila Bebamas Yochid. Now, we talked about various din, and we never talked about what's the din Megabin Laila. We know you need Shchita, and we didn't see Nafkaminas in Shchita, because Shchita doesn't need a Kohen in the Azara either. Is there a difference between Shchita of Abba Shchita of Abba Magdana and Shchita in the Mikdash? So my question is there a din of Yom, which we learn from Bayom Tzavosa, on a Bama, or can you be makriv even in the middle of the night? Guy comes back to work, from work, it's late, you know, it's over daylight savings time, he comes to his garage, it's, you know, I don't know what he's going to do, sit and watch The Simpsons, he's going to bring a korban. I mean, this is a frumi yid we're talking about. Now the question is, can he,
I don't know, The Simpsons, it's cross called.
I don't really know what
he's
they
got
are.
A bum on the
sorry, what?
There's three times in the muscle of the garage.
That is Steve Jobs. I have an affinity from our time in Santa Clara. It's a mockum of great creativity in Silicon Valley terms, so I still think of it in that. So the Shaila is, what's the Shchitas Laila? And this is a fascinating story that clarifies an event in Tanakh. Rav and Shmuel argue about this issue. One holds Chadam Ekshera, the Chadam Ekshula. And the Machlokes that they have is an understanding of the Psukim that Rabbi Elazar pointed out, the Sphira. There's a fascinating Sphira. Remember what happened in that whole wild Maitre with when Yonatan and his personal Nosei Kalim ended up wiping out basically the Machan and Plishtim on their own. Remember the Plishtim say, come up here, Jew boy, we'll teach you a little lesson. And they crawl up and they start, and it's a wild story, right? A tumult starts happening and everybody else is looking from across the mountain. They have no idea what's happening. The entire Machan and Plishtim is in an uproar and they start flying in all directions. And Shaul says, wait a minute, who's missing? He is missing. Sure enough, Yonatan is missing. Is, oh my God, they're doing this all on their own, so they're going to go run after another place to find. So that's when the whole story happened. But Shaul says, nobody's allowed to eat anything in their mashbiya, they're not allowed to eat. Yonatan didn't hear the shvua, Yonatan eats. And it's a whole tumult because by the end of the day, everybody is faint. And they're about to keel over because they've been chasing the plishtim all day long. And so it says that the Nar comes and he yells that they show, you know, that the arm is being chayte and they're being Eichel al Haddam. And the passage Eichel al Haddam was that they were bringing basically shlomim, which was the norm, and they didn't wait for Zrikas Haddam, they were so hungry. It was a terrible thing. Okay, so what happened? So Shaul sets himself up, and he went around being bedik everybody's sakim. We have a remnant to bedik as sakim, but the call from Shaul was the first to be bedik the sakim. But the pashas of the pasuk is that he tells everybody, sets up a mizbeach, and he tells everybody, bring your karbonas here, and I'll take care of it, we'll do it right. Now, Rabbi Elazar points out that there's a contradiction in the pasuk. Because the initial reaction of Shaul is, but God tell you, bunch of no goodness. Go to Eli Ayon Evan Gedela. Let's now, we'll make this big stone over here. Notice that he says Hayom. We say Hayom, and if it would be after Shkia. So apparently he's Makbe, that has to be Dafka Din in the Yom. And the Shkita has to be during the daytime. But the very next pasuk says, Vayom Shaul Potsu Baham Vamatalem. Hagisha Eli Ish Shorov Ish Seyo, everybody bring me your shor or your sev. Yishachatem bezeh, you should check over here, Vachalta. Velo techetu Lashem lechol al hadam. Vayagishu kalam Ish Shorov Yado halayla vayishkatu sham. So what happened? First it says has to be hayom. Then it says it's halayla. Mamish, one part to get for the next, contradiction. What's going on? So, Mar Mishane, the Machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel, is how to answer the Pesukim. But the Loza points out the Deek in the Pasuk. Either Rav or Shmuel, one, we don't know who said which Pshat, but Mar Mishani Kan Bechulin Kan Bekotchin. One man, the Amar says, when it says Laila, it was referring to Chulin. And when it says Yom, he was referring to Kotchin. Now, so what would have been the problem of Chulin? So Chulin, the problem would have been, according to some Mefarshim, that they were shechting Oseh Vezbedei. They weren't being mocked, but to wait till the next day.
Wouldn't the
open line accept? So Memela, he said, okay, those of you who are eating Chulin, wait till the night time. And we'll eat it later. We'll shecht it later. Those who were eating Kotchim and they weren't waiting for the Zrika, he set up a central Obama that he was responsible for to make sure that things would be done properly and that people would be given their chalik in the Kotchim Kalim, Shlomim, after they did the Zrika. And there were two separate mason. Whereas the other Mandi Amar, either Rav or Shmuel, answers, Mar Mishani Kan Bekotchi Bo Megedela Kan Bekotchi Bo Meketana. What a chap. That obviously either Rav or Shmuel holds that the Din of Shechitas Laila applies only as an Issa to Bo Megedela, not to a Bo Meketana. So therefore, there were two types of, there had been people that were committed to bringing their Karbonas to the Bo Megedela. Okay, so then they couldn't shecht the Laila. Mashenken, those who were just going to shecht locally, so over there, there's no problem of Laila. There was only a problem of Zrika. It was Zrika properly. So he sets it up by Laila. So the two psukim are referring to two different approaches, basically, about what the animal was. And if that's the case, we have here a machlokas that directly addresses the issue of Shechitas Laila.
The Bama. Which Shechitas Laila are we talking about this time?
This is the Chwal who leads to a fascinating discussion. I was amazed to the Meshach Hoffman, who points out that there were clearly times that there was Shechita that was done in Yoshua after they had already been making Shiloh.
After
Shiloh. Right, and they were shechting anyway, b'chutz. By the war, they were going out to war, and Milchamas Ben Yom, and there were a lot of Meisim, apparently. And the question is, so apparently one of the Maskilim asked this to Meshach Hochman. So, and he figures out the number of years. The guy is really brilliant. Meshach Hochman writes, Echad Melumde Loman. apparently the guy was a Maskil. He wanted to be Maskil. But his neighbor, figured out how old Yoshua was at that point. And it works out that it's after Shiloh had already, they were making Shiloh. And it says over there that they brought the book. So the Meshach Chochma, and the truth is there are others who came up with this on their own separately. The Sfasenis suggests Mitzat HaSvara, the same thing. Because the problem arises, according to Tosfos, if you hold here on Megabe Zuvazu, Shiloh, that we had yesterday. So the question is, so what does that mean? That there's no Heter after Shiloh? Because there was no both Shiloh of Yerushalayim to give a Heter Ben Zelah? That's just because it can't mean that. Rashi says it can't mean that because Rabbi Shmuel holds that it's even Yerushalayim Yeshacharei HaHetzer. That's Rashi Shita, because it was Lois Kachalos in love. But Tosfos says, first of all, it's common to say that Rashi's mixing up two Rabbi Shmuels. One is Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, obviously. But by saying who it's talking to, it can't be the same Rabbi Shmuel. They're dairus apart. It's astounding because Rashi was not being Madaic in his Mandi Omrim. But anyway, he proves that in essence, he's right. Everybody agrees it was a Heter after. So Islamic Nagata, where does the Heter come from? If it wasn't Shechita come from. But the Meshach Hochma is Bechadish, that the reason that there is no Isser of Bomeis at the time of No Bin Givon is not magic because Shiloh was destroyed. It's because any place that doesn't have the Orein in it is not considered to be a Mokum and therefore won't answer the Bomeis at that time. So during the whole period of No Bin Givon, the Orein wasn't there. The Meshach Hochma is Mechadish, and he shows from the Psukim clearly. The Orein was with them. With Yoshua at that point in the war, or over here also. Yeshua was trapped, they took it out. So Memela, it wasn't, at any time they would take the Orin out, it wasn't also to Shech even at the time of Shiloh. And he brings a couple of beautiful riots right from the Pesukim, where the Pesuk each time goes out to state that they were Im Hashem, or whatever that's supposed to be. Nobody knows what that means. So now that means that the Yaron was there. So in the middle of it, the Pesuk's having to tell you why it was Mutter to Shef.
When the Yaron came back to Beit Shemesh, they also they were Beit Shemesh, didn't
No, but they, it wasn't at the Barma. No, they moved it to Yerushalayim. It was basically in storage.
Right, the idea that they were the Shulchan Bachutz. Right, isn't that a,
right?
They were the
curb, but
right there on the spot.
They shouldn't
be allowed to do that.
But that was after the destruction of Shiloh. We're talking about
right at. Oh, it's much.
We're talking about during Shiloh. That's right, the Kiddush. Right. I mean, after. I mean, then that's just explaining the after. Mm-hmm. That the reason it became Mutter was because of the fact that it wasn't there. No, it's a very interesting thing, the relationship then of the... Because the question, the chlal, of the relationship of the Aron to the Mizbeach is a very complex relationship, because it obviously changes after the Binyan in Yerushalayim. And therefore it's very correct, because up until the time of the Binyan in Yerushalayim, the Aron was the central component. The moment the Aron is captured in Shiloh, that's the end of Shiloh. That's the definition of Korv HaShiloh, because Shiloh still had a din of Ayel. And the whole point of the Ayel was that the Aron should be in it. That's what it was made for, essentially. But in that's exactly what it said. That's the place where I could be Noed. If the Aron is not in there, it's completely meaningless. That's part of the whole discussion of Bezalel and Moshe, right? Where am I going to put the Aron? I mean, that whole issue revolves around how do I understand the nature of a Mishkan? Do you build a Mishkan without an Aron? Or does the Mishkan have to be built with the Aron? So anytime the Aron's not in the Mishkan, kaput Mishkan. Mashenke, when it comes to Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash doesn't even want the Aron to come in. The doors are sealed. They have this whole problem of getting the doors to open so that the Aron will be acceptable. And then Lamaisa, later on, the Aron was taken out. It was hidden, and it doesn't change anything. It's the same Beit HaMikdash with an arm, without an arm. So remember, the whole point of the arm is that it's the traveler. That's why you never take out the Badim. The Badim are there all the time, even if they're the Beit HaMikdash. They're still Badim. Why? I mean, you're not. That was why Zavik got into such big trouble. He figured he's going to the Beit HaMikdash. He's essentially bringing the arm to what's going to be the Beit HaMikdash. So he figured, so now it's no longer traveling. So we'll put it in a wagon. Because it's not Noseus Nisiv anymore. It's no longer the Kotel. And that's what the whole thing happened. That the Aron didn't change just because of the opinion of the Mikdash. The Mikdash now changes the relationship of the Aron and his Beis. The whole thing is very, very different. So during that period, up till Yerushalayim, the presence of the Aron was central in the actual having a place called the Mizbeach. This is fascinating, that all types of incredible Ramazan over here. But anyway, so here they were shechting. They were shechting it at the war, the Maracha. There too, by the way, apparently the Aron was with them.
It's almost more fitting because the Aron was with them.
Right. Okay, so we have a Makos, we don't know which one says which one is Rav and which one is Shmuel. Now, next question. Itzma. Eilat Bamas Yochid. Another thing that we didn't discuss was Hefshed V'Nitur. If I bring an oil on a Bamas Yochid, do I require Hefshed V'Nitur, or can I simply burn the behemoth? Rav Amar, into an Hefshed V'Nitur. Rav Yochid Amar, to una Hefshed V'Nitur. Now, this is dependent in the question that we had earlier of Rabbi Yosef Glili. The time Rabbi Yosef Glili, I remember, Oyla, she frequently Yisroel Bamidbar, ain't to not have to be to her, she ain't have to be to her, Ela mi Oel Noe Be'ela. The question is, at what point was the Terem Mekadesh the dinim of the Oyla? We had this discussion about the Oyla and Hasinai when it was before the Oel Moed. We mentioned the Machlokes Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva, as to whether the dinim of the Torah were given in detail on Hasinai or needed to wait until they were Mephudish in the Oel Moed. So here Rabbi Yosef Glili says, until we learn the dinim of Vayikra in the Oel Moed, there was no din of Hefshed V'Nitur. In which case, the dinim apply only where they apply. We'll see how they're arguing with this in a moment. The Bachlokas is like this. What does that mean? So Mar Sava mi Olamoi ve'ech. Lo Shabam Gdele, Lo Shabam Ektana. One man, the Omar holds, what Rabbi Yossi, I believe, was saying, is that once we learn the dinim in the Olamoi, then those dinim apply across the board. They're a din in Ayla. They're not a din in, because of Araya, I was bringing the Ayla before the Olamoi, and if I would have had the information, I would have said it then to it, because I didn't have the information, because the information was given in the Olamoi. So how about when there's no longer an Olamoi and it's time of the bombings? The information is still there. It defines the nature of an Ayla. Once the Ayla is defined, it's defined wherever it's brought. Whereas the other man, the Omer, holds, Mar Savar b'Boma Gedela, if it's similar to the Boma Gedela, like Rav is saying, then similar to the Mishkan, in other words, in a Boma Gedela, then it requires Asher Nituah. But the Boma Gedela, it's a different type of carbon. And this we saw already yesterday. We run it on it yesterday. That there seems to be a different din in the type of carbon it is. That's what it said, Karche Boma Gedela. Karche Boma Gedela. And if you take a look back in the Mishnah, you'll notice that this really explains that strange language in the Mishnah that seems to be so, I don't know, it's just sort of almost a tautology. Because the Mishnah adds, it said, what type of things are brought in a Boma Gedela and what type of things are brought in a Boma Gedela? So, and then it says, basically, a tautology. That Kufi Beis Amin Beis. The aim of Kachim Kraven the Mishkan, Kachim Shuhuktishu the Mishkan. The Kachim Elu Shikrivan. Where's the first one? No, that's the second one. Where's the? Yeah, sorry, three lines up. Yeah, No, where is it? I'm sorry. Elo kachim kreven mishkan kach vukish lo mishkan. Kerban es tivo kreven mishkan kach vukish lo mishkan kach vukish lo mishkan. Where is it? It's right before then. Now please say, wait, come on. I'll help you. The words, kachim shikriva le shahuk tishu lo bama. What was that? Such a long mission. So I said, maybe it's just a deer.
First word, color,
so,
I must have been
worried about the deer. So it's Elu Kachim Kreber B'Mishkan, Kachim Shehuk Teshuva Mishkan. What does that mean? Kachim Shehuk Teshuva Mishkan. I mean, just say the list. Say Kabbalah Sivur, Kabbalah Sivur, you know, what's the meaning of Kachim Shehuk Teshuva Mishkan? So the Mishnah itself seems to introduce the idea of what is the difference between the nature of the Kedusha that you give it in the first place, not simply what type of carbon it is. And therefore, here we find that there could be a completely different halacha. If it's a type of Ayla that's brought in the Bama Ketana, it's not the equivalent of an Ayla that is brought in the Mizbach Hashem or on the Bama Ketana. Tanya Kabasi, the Rabbi Yochanan. And we learn, like Rabbi Yochanan and Abraisa, that it requires Hefshet Nituah. Because it says over there, Dvorim Shebein Bama Gedola L'Bama Ketana. Differences between a Bama Gedola and a Bama Ketana is, for instance, Keren, the din of Kronos on the Mizbeach, the din of having a Kevesh, the din of having a Yisod, the din of the Mizbeach needing to be square. All of that is on a Bama Gedola, not on a Bama Ketana. Vein Keren V'Yisod V'Kevesh V'Bu Bama Ketana. Kiyor V'Kano V'Bama Gedola. Furthermore, the din of having the kiyor for washing is on the Bama Gedola. It's even placed next to the Mizbeach and Mizbach Hashem between the Mishkan and the Ein Kiyor V'Kano Bama Ketana. Chos V'Shok V'Bama Gedola. In the Chazav Hashem V'Bama Ketana. Dvorim Shishita V'Bama Gedola V'Bama Ketana. The things in which they are similar, however, include Shchita, Shmita Bar Migdala Tana. Hefshet v'nitua v'dolo. That was exactly what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. Is that we never find a distinction in hefshet v'nitua. And dam is a matir, and also mefagel, which is a kiddush. That was that there is a din of pigul even on a bar mitzvah. Both v'gdolo uktana. And mumin uzman, furthermore, there's a pagam of zman, so that if it's akra zman, it's going to be nicer.
And korbanos have the same time limit?
The same time limit, bigadayla uktana. Okay, so this is b'feresh b'raisa like Rabbi Yochanan. Now, I would like to keep the last little piece over here for our siyum, and I think a great plan to do the siyum would be maybe Rabbi Shanarai. If I could persuade you of that, you could make a nice siyum up in my circle, and then we could have...
We used them kind of late, does that matter? To make a siyum?
I mean, I got a room that's there, but it's right in front of the fire.
To the garage.
In addition to the garage. In addition to the afternoon,
we'll make what time do you think?
Midnight.
It's usually late. What, the daf is usually late?
Yeah, we usually do the daf and then really goes into the shiur for Rosh Hashanah.
So we can do it earlier. We can do it earlier. We don't have to treat anybody.
You don't
want to
learn?
Yeah. Well, I didn't finish the Vulcan.
I know, but you know,
but I didn't finish the Vulcan. Why would I start Menachos like this?
Because I have it here.
But the idea being Machaber one to the other, which is Robert Johnson. I can't be Machaber when I didn't end.
Why was there never a desire to get the arms by
anybody? All that. Not make it a body.
I mean, there's a wind there, right? I mean, why didn't they?
Did it make this?